Viewpoint on Mormonism, the program that examines the teachings of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints from a biblical perspective. Viewpoint on Mormonism is sponsored by Mormonism Research Ministry. Since 1979, Mormonism Research Ministry has been dedicated to equipping the body of Christ with answers regarding the Christian faith in a manner that expresses gentleness and respect. And now, your host for today's Viewpoint on Mormonism.
What is faith? Welcome to this edition of Viewpoint on Mormonism. I'm your host, Bill McKeever, founder and director of Mormonism Research Ministry. With me today is Eric Johnson, my colleague at MRM. Chapter 18 in the manual, Gospel Principles, is titled Faith in Jesus Christ. Now, there's no doubt that in both traditions, in Mormonism and Christianity, that both of our groups do talk a lot about faith. But what is faith? And that is the question that's asked at the beginning of this chapter. It starts off by saying faith in the Lord Jesus Christ is the first principle of the gospel. It is a spiritual gift, and it is necessary to our salvation. King Benjamin declared, "Salvation cometh to none except it be through repentance and faith on the Lord Jesus Christ." We're going to learn more about the Mormon doctrine of repentance in the next chapter, so we don't want to spend a lot of time with that right now. But I want to read you something from the book of Galatians, where the Apostle Paul says this in chapter 2, verse 16. He says, "We know that a person is not justified by works of the law, but through faith in Jesus Christ. So we also have believed in Christ Jesus in order to be justified by faith in Christ and not by works of the law, because by works of the law, no one will be justified." Mormonism teaches that faith needs to be coupled with works. In other words, they meld what we feel justifies a person or makes them right with God and what sanctifies a person or what sets them apart unto God. But a lot of Mormon leaders have had some really harsh things to say about our understanding of justification by faith alone.
10th President Joseph Fielding Smith said, "One of the most pernicious doctrines ever advocated by man is the doctrine of justification by faith alone, which has entered into the hearts of millions since the days of the so-called Reformation." And then we also have James Talmage, an apostle of the church, wrote in Articles of Faith, page 432, "The sectarian dogma of justification by faith alone has exercised an influence for evil." And in their mind, Bill, what I see Talmage saying here is, if you say that you are justified by faith alone, then there are no good reasons to do any work, so go sin like hell. That's not the truth of the Bible, they would say. So this idea is, as he called it, a pernicious doctrine.
And I've heard Mormons actually say that. Well, let me ask you this. What seems more noble, for a Christian to believe that they are justified by their faith in what Jesus did for them, resulting in doing good works and keeping commandments, etc., or the Mormon view that I have to keep commandments in order to be justified by my faith? You see, one is given to you at the very beginning of your walk. And in Mormonism, that forgiveness that you seek is given at the very end of your walk. But what kind of faith can a Latter-day Saint really have if in order to receive the forgiveness of sins, you have to do certain things in order to achieve it? If you're not doing all of them, what faith would you have that you are forgiven? You would have none, unless you knew in your heart you had done every single thing that was required of you.
And we quote often from Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9, that says we're saved by grace through faith and not by works. What kind of a gift is it if you have to wait until the end? It's not a gift, it's a wage, something that you then have earned because of your good actions.
And the Apostle Paul makes it very clear in Romans that it can't be that, because it can't be both a gift and something that you have to earn. It's impossible. But again, Mormonism uses a lot of terms that we find in the New Testament. And it's important, Christian, that you clearly have these terms defined if you hope to communicate with each other. On page 103, there's a subheading that says, "Why should we have faith in Jesus Christ?"
And it says, "We must center our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. To have faith in Jesus Christ means to have such trust in him that we obey whatever he commands. As we place our faith in Jesus Christ, becoming his obedient disciples, Heavenly Father will forgive our sins and prepare us to return to him."
And that concurs with exactly what I just said earlier. In order for the Mormon to have the faith that his sins are forgiven, he has to be that qualified, obedient disciple. He has to obey. Now, how many things must he obey? Every Mormon that I've asked, when I ask them, well, how many commandments must you obey? They always say all of them. Listen to what President Harold B. Lee had to say on this. This is the 11th president of the Mormon Church. This is found in the Teachings of Harold B. Lee, page 120. He said, "The miracle of forgiveness is available to all of those who turn from their evil doings and return no more, because the Lord has said in a revelation to us in our day, quoting, 'Go your ways and sin no more, but unto that soul who sinneth,' meaning again, shall the former sins return, saith the Lord your God." Have that in mind, he says, all of you who may be troubled with a burden of sin. Here's what we learn from this, folks, that until you have gotten to the point where you have turned from your evil doings and you return no more, only then can a Mormon hope to have the miracle of forgiveness. Now, that's coming from a modern-day prophet. And remember, we've been reading in this series the importance of the authority of the modern-day prophets and the truth that's supposed to emanate from his lips. That's what Harold B. Lee said. What other statements do we have that go along this?
Well, point? Apostle Bruce R. McConkie said in Doctrinal New Testament Commentary, Volume 3, page 124, "To the saints, his everlasting counsel is, obey, obey, obey. Keep the commandments, earn the attributes of godliness, and then only, cometh salvation."
Then we have Francis M. Lyman, who was a Mormon apostle. He gave this message in General Conference back in April of 1899. You can find it in Conference Reports, page 38. "Forgiveness does not come by faith alone, nor by promising that we will do better sometime. It is necessary that we should cease sinning." Cease sinning. Those are his words, folks, that we should cease sinning and begin to do well. Now, I would say that certainly should be a goal, but is it really plausible, Eric? Is it really going to be possible that we as sinful creatures, sinful as we are, that we're going to finally get to a point in our mortal lives that we are going to cease from sinning? I wish it could be that way, but that's certainly not the way it is. But this is what Mormon leaders are saying. I want to get back to that, what is faith? What kind of faith can a Latter-day Saint possibly have if they don't know for sure they've obeyed enough? I mean, McConkie said, obey, obey, obey. Mm-hmm. We see here that they're supposed to obey in all things. If a Mormon is obeying in all things, they would no longer be repenting. Yet every Mormon I talk to will admit to me that they find themselves repenting. Why? Because they don't obey continually like they are told by their leaders. The next paragraph on page 103.
It says, "The Apostle Peter preached that there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved," and that's from Acts 4:12. "Jacob taught that men must have, quote, perfect faith in the Holy One of Israel," and in brackets it says Jesus Christ, "or they cannot be saved in the kingdom of God," end quote. And that's from 2 Nephi chapter 9, verse 23.
2 Nephi 9:23 certainly does say that. I wanted to know what a Mormon would say, how perfect faith is described.
Yeah, I know that's an interesting phrase, because I don't think it's possible to have perfect faith.
I know we're supposed to come as little children, have the faith of a child. How perfect is that? Because perfect, if this is coming from teleos, is complete and mature. But then we also hear the statement that says, you know, "Lord, I believe, help my unbelief." Mm-hmm. And we all have unbelief. And I think even Latter-day Saints at times have unbelief for certain circumstances. And it's difficult sometimes, even as much as we may trust Jesus in forgiving our sins, to believe that he is going to meet all these needs for us. We do tend to worry. It's wrong, but we do tend to do that at times. So I looked up in the Millett-McConkie Doctrinal Commentary on the Book of Mormon, and I wanted to see what they had to say. I get to verse 23, And it cites the portion of the verse that says, or they cannot be saved in the kingdom of God. And then it tells me to see commentary on 2 Nephi 31. So I turn over to 2 Nephi 31, and I'm hoping that there's an explanation on what perfect faith really is. And though there's a long explanation of verse 5 in 2 Nephi 31, I may be missing it, but I don't see anything here that really explains what perfect faith is. But then I found this. This is on page 362 of volume 1 of the Doctrinal Commentary on the Book of Mormon. This is what Robert Millet and Joseph Fielding McConkie had to say. Salvation is found only in willing obedience to the Father, never in neglect, disobedience, or the pursuit of one's own will. As it was necessary for Christ to be obedient in all things to work out his salvation. It is necessary for all men to do the same. First of all, are we really going to have to believe that Jesus, the God-man, the Holy Son of God, had to work out his own salvation? Does that mean he was not saved? Why would he have to work out a salvation unless he was not saved? So that would certainly be a statement we would find troublesome. But when it talks about how Christ had to be obedient in all things to work out his salvation, and then it says it is necessary for all men to do the same, I could ask any Latter-day Saint, are you obedient in all things? And if not, how do you know you're going to be saved in the next life? How do you know you have that forgiveness of sins? And that takes us back to the original question. What kind of faith does a Mormon have? On page 105, it reads, faith involves doing all we can do to bring about the things we hope and pray for. But then it's always emphasizing the man's personal responsibility to do, or as McConkie would say, obey, obey, obey. When I came to faith in Christ, I recognized that I could not accomplish all that was necessary for my own forgiveness. I had to rely totally, I had to trust totally in what Jesus did on my behalf at the cross at Calvary. I learned from the New Testament that once I put my trust in what Jesus did for me, my sins were forgiven. I was justified or made right with God, forgiven at that moment. I now live commandments. I now strive to live a holy life that gives glory to my Savior. But if my faith depended on my ability to keep all the commandments, I would not have the faith that I'm forgiven.
Bill, perhaps that title of chapter 18 more fits what you've just said. You have faith in Jesus Christ. I'm not sure why they have titled this Faith in Jesus Christ. Perhaps this is Faith in Your Good Works.
Thank you for listening. If you would like more information regarding Mormonism Research Ministry, we encourage you to visit our website at www.mrm.org, where you can request our free newsletter, Mormonism Researched. We hope you will join us again as we look at another viewpoint on Mormonism. You just listened to today's broadcast of Viewpoint on Mormonism. But did you know that you can hear previous shows at your convenience? The Viewpoint on Mormonism podcast is free on the internet and will help you learn more about the LDS religion. Feel free to listen on your computer or download to your favorite listening device. Just go to mrm.org and click on the right side where it says On Air. All of our shows are here, so visit mrm.org today.